And now it's time to bring a little grace into Cooner's world.
You know, that Grace, wife of Boston's bulldozer.
I want you all to be on your best behavior.
Ooh, well, hold on now. Do we not have freedom of speech, freedom of expression?
Don't cry. Just try to be a bit more conscientious.
Once again, we present...
Here's a moment at home.
Ava, I asked you this year to write a letter to Santa, but to think of other people too. What did you write? You wrote...
Dear Santa, I love you so much. I want to look at the back.
And then in the back, you cut out some examples from the Target Christmas catalog.
Yeah.
And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on your wish list. All for you, right?
Yeah.
Why did you cut things out of the Target catalog this year instead of writing it down?
So we didn't have to write it down because I wanted a lot of stuff.
And where in all this did you think of somebody else?
No one.
You forgot that part? Okay, let's go to Ashton. Ashton, to Santa, what did you write?
Dear Santa, I love you and I care for you. I want to look at the back.
Why did you cut things out of the Target Christmas catalog this year?
Because I didn't want to write them down.
But where in this letter are the thoughts of others?
If you look near the... Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta tell you, I was like, you guys cut out the presents you want Santa to get you from the Target catalog. Santa is gonna be very busy this Christmas. That's all I have to say. You know, I was telling Ashton and Ava, give the poor elves a bit of a break, for God's sakes. I mean, there's so many presents, they're gonna be working overtime. Think of the poor elves.